understanding leadership dynamics without becoming a political player. In motorcycle club chaplaincy, one of the most important lessons is this. You are there to serve people spiritually, not to become a political player inside the club. That may sound simple, but in real life, it can get complicated fast. Motorcycle communities often have leadership structures, long memories, visible loyalties, and unspoken lines. Some people have formal authority. Others have influence without a title. Some are listened to because they have suffered much, stayed long, or proven themselves over time. A chaplain who ignores those realities can cause confusion. A chaplain who tries to use those realities for personal influence can do even more damage. Your calling is not to climb the structure. Your calling is to remain trustworthy within it. That means you respect leadership without becoming controlled by personalities. You show honor without flattery. You remain approachable without becoming a faction voice. You do not try to position yourself as the one who knows what everybody really thinks. You are not there to become the secret advisor to one side against another side. A wise chaplain learns the difference between presence and entanglement. Presence means you show up consistently. You listen well. You speak carefully. You do not rush to comment on internal matters that are not yours to manage. You understand that trust often comes slowly, especially in communities shaped by loyalty, testing, pain, and memory. Entanglement happens when a chaplain starts enjoying inside access too much. Maybe someone begins confiding in you, and soon you are hearing things that make you feel important. Maybe a leader starts leaning on you for spiritual encouragement, and you slowly drift into informal power. Maybe a struggling member tells you private frustrations, and you are tempted to interpret the club through that one person's lens. That is where caution matters. Scripture says in James 1:19, "Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger." That verse is deeply practical for chaplaincy. Be quick to hear, slow to react, slow to speak into situations you do not fully understand. Romans 12:18 says, "If it is possible, as much as it is up to you, be at peace with all men." Notice the humility in that. It does not say control all outcomes. It says do your part to live peaceably. A healthy motorcycle chaplain also understands role clarity. You may pray with leaders. You may encourage members. You may support families. You may help steady people in grief, conflict, or spiritual hunger. But you are not the club judge. You are not the club investigator. You are not the club fixer. Sometimes the most spiritual thing you can do is stay in your lane. That does not mean passivity. It means maturity. If there is tension in the group, you do not inflame it. If there is private pain, you do not spread it. If there is confusion, you speak with calm and humility. If there is a request for prayer, you pray. If there is a need for counsel, you offer simple, faithful counsel. If something exceeds your role, you say so clearly. This protects you, and it protects the people you serve. In organic humans' language, people are embodied souls. Leadership pressures affect the whole person. Fear, pride, shame, fatigue, grief, anger, and loyalty can all shape how people act. Chaplains must remember that they too are embodied souls. If you are flattered, intimidated, overly needed, or emotionally pulled, your judgment can weaken. So stay grounded in Christ. Serve steadily. Respect leadership. Avoid politics. Refuse manipulation. Be present, but do not become absorbed into struggles that are not yours to carry. A motorcycle chaplain serves best when people know this. You are here for prayer, truth, care, and steady spiritual presence, not for influence games. That kind of clarity builds trust over time.